The Samoan population in Anchorage more than doubled between 2000 and 2010, and as the community has grown rapidly, so has its presence on the city's softball fields. Samoan churches in Anchorage run co-ed softball tournaments throughout the summer as a way to bring the community together. And as APRN's Annie Feit found out, the atmosphere is friendly, but the competition is fierce.
According to the 2010 census, 5,953 Samoan people live in Anchorage, and it seems like half of them must be at the Carty Field Complex in East Anchorage on a recent night. The place is packed.
If you're looking for any Samoan, you find them all here at the league.
I find Longhi Simeota in the batter's box on the edge of one of the fields. She used to play for her family's team, Big Blue, but an injury forced her onto the sidelines. Now she's a cheerleader, a position she appears to take very seriously. Simeota says the games are friendly, but not too friendly.
You know, Samoans are very competitive people, yeah. So this is where they get to show off.
Big Blue is undefeated in the tournament, and Simeota and the other cheerleaders want to make sure it stays that way.
That's okay, that's all right, stay there, fight, fight, fight. Okay, all right, okay, all right.
Yeah, that's our cheers.
Ali Masala Sala is another cheerleader. She's been cheering for Big Blue since the tournament first started in 2005. Back then, Big Blue was one of only three Samoan softball teams in Anchorage. Now there are 22. Masala Sala says the expansion has been good for the community.
Because when we're not doing this, there's a lot of division between the churches. But when we come together like this, it brings us together and stuff, so it's kind of good for the summer.
The summer tournaments are organized by Samoan churches in Anchorage. Moi Tali is pastor at MCA Island Revival. He's also a team coach and pitcher. He says cricket is a favored sport back in Samoa, an influence from New Zealand, which occupied the country until 1962. And Pastor Moi says softball requires pretty much the same qualities.
That athleticism, I mean, you just give us a bat and a ball, we'll figure out how to play with it.
The teams are all co-ed, and Pastor Moi says the tournaments emphasize good sportsmanship.
So, and that's the idea, you know, because you can be in church, but once you're out on the field, the beast comes out.
A batter hits a ball into the outfield and two runners start rounding the bases. At the Carty Complex, there are four main softball fields. Tournament games are underway at all of them, except one field where Preston Agaufa is sitting on the bench, his one-year-old daughter on his lap.
We are just waiting to play. It's kind of that Samoan time I've been telling you about. Game's supposed to start at 7:30, and I'm not sure what time it is. It's got to be about 8:10.
With both teams ready to play, Agaufa isn't sure why they're waiting, but he appears patient. His team is also undefeated in the tournament. He says it's great to see how Samoan softball has grown in Anchorage over the years.
Samoan people, you know, we're big people, but we like to be physical, you know, get out and play games, and so that's what a lot of people are here to do.
Agaufa's team members are also his family. They attend a Mormon church in Anchorage. Many other teams are from Pentecostal churches, but Agaufa says the tournament brings everyone together.
Samoan people and different religions, they can be pretty territorial and antisocial, but this event has kind of bridged the gap between a lot of that and a lot of churches that historically wouldn't necessarily get along That's the opposite here in Alaska. We get along, we have a good time. We see each other in off seasons and we say, okay, man, can't wait to softball, you know.
Across the park, Big Blue is celebrating another win. And as the players come off the field, the cheerleaders launch into a victory song. But just because the game is over doesn't mean the team is ready to head home. Instead, they eat Samoan pancakes and socialize with other teams. Never mind that the tournament is scheduled to start up again early the next morning. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.